Here's a thought I'll title, All Desserts. There's a certain kind of style in photography that has clearly become dominant. All you have to do is go to Instagram or look at most photographers' websites, and you'll see this style of photography. It's kind of a hyper, super-duper, expialidocious kind of imagery that is even beyond greatest hits. I mean, it's the most extraordinary light with the most spectacular landscape and a perfect moment of weather that captures a perfect moment of peak action. And these kinds of photographs just dominate what most people seem to pursue. And, you know, I think I understand why. They're lovely images. There's nothing wrong with that kind of thing. And when any of us make that kind of image, there's a sort of a adrenaline rush to it. No question about that. But, you know, when I look through a website or a photographer on Instagram or even a book, and that's all I see are those kinds of images, one after another, after another, after another. Pretty soon it's like eating dessert before the meal, dessert as the meal, and dessert after the meal, and it just gets to the point where it's no fun anymore because it's a little too much. It's a little too intense. It's almost sickeningly sweet, I guess, to extend the dessert analogy. That kind of imagery is lovely. Dessert is lovely, but I wouldn't want to have it as a main course. But for lots of photographers, it sort of is the main course. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so attracted to project-oriented photography rather than greatest hits photography, because greatest hits photography becomes a race to chase after those kinds of super-duper images. And there's almost a subtle competition. You can really see this if you look at a lot of landscape photographers' websites on the internet. You can see how they're all pursuing an even greater adrenaline rush. It's like photography meets the world of endorphins instead of the kind of photography that I find myself more and more attracted to, which is not photography in pursuit of endorphins, but photography in pursuit of understanding and depth and meaning. And that's a different sort of thing. Of course, you know, photography is a plastic enough medium that it can accommodate all kinds of imagery. But I think the super duper endorphin kind of imagery is maybe something that's left over from previous generations, because for them it was so difficult to make a super duper expialidocious image that when they did so, it was rare, it was unusual, it was lovely, it was treasured. But now there are so many of those images because today travel is easier, technology is more sophisticated, processing is way more sophisticated, that those dessert images are just a bit oversaturated. At least that's my reaction to so much of that kind of work.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.